We rely a lot on foreign oil, and of course everyone knows that gas prices are going higher, and we definitely need a solution to that.
Amanda McAlpin is a student team member and the outreach coordinator for the Bagley College of Engineering Challenge X crossover to sustainable mobility team. GM and the Department of Energy created Challenge X to explore advanced automotive technologies that address important energy and environmental issues. The four-year competitive program is challenging some of the brightest engineering students from across the country to develop innovative and environmentally friendly sports utility vehicles.
Well, it's a four-year competition, so the first year we didn't even have a vehicle. It was all simulations and research. We had to come up with a design. So at the end of the first year, we had a competition that was held in Detroit at General Motors Proving Grounds there, and we had to present our idea to General Motors engineers just as if we were General Motors engineers. So we had to present it to them, several different presentations, and show them all our research. And so they gave us a vehicle, and then they said, here, you can go ahead and put your design into this vehicle.
GM engineer Bill Biggs is the Bagley College of Engineering student team consultant. He says the BCOE is one of 17 engineering colleges from across the United States and Canada selected to re-engineer from concept to completion the Chevrolet Equinox SUV.
Basically, we really took our vehicle development program and made some modifications so that it would fit the student schedule, but it's really very similar to how we actually design and develop vehicles. So it kind of gives them an insight as to this is what I do in my job on a daily basis so that they kind of get a good feel of what it would be like to actually work here.
In June, the BCOE team and their 16 college competitors from across the nation will gather at the GM testing track in Detroit. The event marks the third year of competition, and it takes the teams into the final steps of the vehicle development process.
So the second year was completely implementation of that vehicle. We had to completely get all the parts from the vehicle and put what we had designed back in. Year three is mainly focused on consumer acceptability. They told us that they do not want this to be something with a lot of bells and whistles that the normal driver doesn't understand. Any driver that walks up off of the street should be able to get in this vehicle and operate it.
The BCOE team's SUV is a biodiesel electrical hybrid, meaning it runs on electricity and on a fuel mixture of 20% soybean oil and the rest is petroleum-based. Marshall Mullen is the team's faculty advisor and says that last year the team's SUV was capable of getting more than 35 miles per gallon. He says they are now in the process of refining the vehicle for better performance at this year's competition.
I go with a great deal of pride. The first year we were one of the newer teams to compete. We've never participated before, and so at first we were a little bit nervous. At the first year we came out in sort of the middle of the pack, but this last year we had the best performing vehicle of all of them, and I think now when we show up it's with a renewed respect.
GM engineer and the BCOE team consultant Bill Biggs says the competition is providing learning experiences for the students as well as for General Motors.
It gives us a chance to see what their visualization is for a alternative vehicle, what kind of concepts they come up with. Some of them are rough and some of them are unique.
In June of 2008, GM will announce the winner of the Challenge X competition. Christopher Witt, the BCOE team co-captain, says the team's goal is to win the overall event. However, win or lose, the experience has been very beneficial for him.
Definitely helped me advance, and it's definitely been a key part in getting my position with GM. Given GM exposure to Mississippi State, they've never really seen us, they've never ever thought about us. Then towards the end of last year, they really recognized us as being a group of people that knew what they were doing.
Next year, GM is selling a vehicle with a 2-liter diesel engine in Europe. Ironically, the design is similar to the BCOE team's 1.9-liter engine. For the BCOE, I'm Diane Godwin.